Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For a radio audience tuning in at WYED 94.1 FM and WYEDonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, just joining us, our online affiliates around the world via our podcast. We're glad you all could be with us as well. As I was saying earlier, as you guys know, I love to be able to share new books with you guys. And there's a book coming out in April I had a chance to read. I think you guys are going to really enjoy it. It's written by author L. Evans. The book is called Wedding Issues. And yes, I know I talk about a lot of serious topics on this program and a lot of serious books. This book is fun, though. It's fun, but it does, I think, make us kind of reflect in our own lives and kind of the priority we put ourselves in. We're going to talk to Elle not only about the early response to the book, but also what it's been like for her to be able to give these characters over now to readers and what she hopes you to remember by the characters that you meet in Wedding Issues as well. If you guys are not following Elle on Instagram, we'll let you guys know where to find her there, too. Elle, thank you again for the time. Really appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, glad to do it. Well, congratulations to you on Wedding Issues. I mean, as I mentioned in my intro, Elle, how does it feel to have lived with these characters now to be able to turn them over to all of us?
It feels a lot of things. I would say surreal comes to mind. These are people that have sort of lived in my brain for years. And, you know, on Tuesday and sort of with advanced copies, I'm starting to share them with other people. So it's almost a little scary, but also really, really exhilarating. And I'm so excited for the world to meet these characters.
Yeah. Well, the main character that we kind of get to kind of live in her head is Olivia or Liv. Talk to us about what it was like for you creating her and kind of and living this life, because she's someone that I think a lot of people, Elle, can relate to, who's been able to go after the things in life sometimes, I think, because of what other people may expect. What was it like for you to kind of show the complications of a character like Liv?
Yeah, Liv was such a fun character to write because she is just so confident, sort of like take the world by the horns, goes after what she wants 100%. I think like one day out of 100, maybe, I wake up and I feel like that. So it was really fun and different to live in a head where that person feels like that every single day. But then to also explore sort of the flip sides of that and sort of having to question priorities and what does it mean to go after what you want all the time and, you know, taking other people into consideration as well. So it was just a really cool and fun experience to sort of step into that very different worldview from my own.
Elle, did she speak to you directly, I guess, as author's experience? And I asked that question because since you just decided to kind of really let her be literally front and center and us kind of take this journey along with her, the book and her voice, was she someone that kind of spoke to you early on?
Yeah, she definitely did. I think in some ways the Olivia character reminds me of myself when I was a little bit younger, when I was a little, I think, more naive about how the world worked and just thought that if you tried really hard and gave it your all, then things would work out. And that works out sometimes, but I think there's a lot more that goes on to things than that. There's luck, there's circumstance, there's all these other things that are really outside of our control. And so I think writing Olivia or Liv helped me sort of channel some of the positives of when I had that, you know, insane self-confidence that teenagers sometimes have.
Right, right. And I love this book. As I mentioned, my listeners sometimes laugh at me, Elle, because even in novels, I find all these themes and these things that I'm able to kind of talk about to relate to. Even though I said Wedding Issues is fun, there are some themes in here, though. I mean, but I'm not going to focus so much on that because I want our audience to just be able to enjoy the story. But one thing that I will say about this book that really stood out to me is Liv trying to get to a place where she could just be happy with her and not worry so much about pleasing everyone and being all things all people. Talk to us about what that was like for you to explore in this book.
Yeah, so I think what I was hoping to do, and I think hopefully achieved in writing this book, is I wanted to write a book that, you know, is set in the backdrop of wedding planning and that really fun, exciting, sort of love-infused time of life, but a book where the central message is really about self-love and friendship love more than romantic love. And
right.
So that was something I had in my mind from the beginning, and, you know, this is such a fun setting to write about, but I want to sort of flip that narrative that everything about a wedding and that lead up is all about, you know, the two people getting married. And because there's so much else, there's so much self-reflection. It really is, for a lot of people, still view it as, that jump to, okay, now I'm an adult. You know, this is a big step. And so there's a lot of like self-reflection and change, I think, that happens around that time. That was really what inspired me and what I was trying to achieve with Olivia, kind of having that self-love journey throughout the book.
Yeah, I love that. And I love the idea of being able to think about what your goals are and to kind of go after that and to have people to bounce that off of. And I think, you know, as you're talking about the book, you know, definitely friendship and family are definitely front and center. So how did this all begin for you, Elle? What was the kind of the seed for you that kind of began this journey of Wedding Issues?
Sure. So I wrote Wedding Issues when I was in my mid to late 20s living in Nashville, which was a time in my life where I was a bridesmaid, I think, 5 times in 2 years. And I also got engaged and married myself in that time period. So Wedding Issues, or wedding planning, I should say, was just a huge, huge part of my life for those years. And there's just so many logistics, so many details that go into it. And I realized how easy it is for things to go wrong, even, you know, with the best intentions. And I had an extremely organized mother on my side, and there were still wedding issues at my own wedding. So I thought this would be such an easy backdrop. You know, if things go wrong, even when everyone's trying their hardest, it'd be such an easy way to sabotage. And so I thought that would be a really fun backdrop for a book, is like weddings planning sabotage. And then I sort of worked backward and, all right, what story do I want to tell in this setting? And that was how I kind of came up with the story of self-love and that, you know, almost coming of age journey, a little bit, you know, not the teenager coming of age, but more of that sort of early adulthood coming of age.
Love that. And I think, you know, that friendly competition, or not so friendly at times, it seems like, that can come up as well. But also the hurt feelings. And I think that's the interesting dynamic, I think, for me, Ellen, reading the book as a guy, is that, you know, I found things that I could relate to with my friends, too, of, you know, you wanted to kind of be all things to all people. I think that's kind of a universal thing for some of us. But also feel like we always have something to prove. For yourself, though, I think the other cool thing about Liv that we're able to see is that she does like what a lot of people do, especially as they're pursuing their careers and dealing with family, that they sometimes leave themselves behind. What was that like for you to see that being kind of brought out in the book? And I'll kind of talk just broadly around that and what that was like for you to kind of see how it played out.
I think a lot of people can relate to that feeling of, you know, giving it your all, whether it's at work or with family or friends. And like you said, trying to be all things to all people, and then kind of realizing that you really haven't taken the time or had the space to process really what you want or what you are actually trying to achieve, because you get so caught up in the sort of day to day. And I think for me, I'm not in law, but I'm in medicine. I chose a very demanding career. And I think you know, Olivia takes the time in the book to really, at by the end, consider what she wants out of her profession. And I think that was time and space that I probably never really had at that point in my life when I was making those decisions. So I think part of what I was writing is the questions that I was almost wishing that I had the time and space to think through myself. That was definitely something of myself I put into it.
Yeah. Part of my prep for this segment with you, Elle, I was, you know, I watched / listened to another podcast that you had done, actually on a wedding podcast. And what I thought was so interesting was how excited you looked in talking about this book and talking about the topic. So I want to, as we were both saying, the book comes out officially April the 2nd. I mean, has it kind of sunk in yet? I know you're talking about you're already sharing advanced copies, but has it sunk in what you've been able to do in this chapter of your life as an author?
Okay, well, you can't see me, but I promise I'm smiling like an idiot right now. So I'm just as excited talking about it right now. I think yes and no. I have these little flashes of happiness where I think about, you know, next week so many people get to read this book and meet these characters who have, you know, like I said, I'm working on this for 3 years. But I don't think it's going to feel real until probably our first launch event on Tuesday, where I'm looking at a room of people holding the book and being like, oh my gosh, this is happening.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I think there's a lot of people who will come to it, you know, in different ways. But I love the fact that you created a character that is relatable, but not perfect. And that means they're us. Do you feel as though that's kind of what people are also latching on to, Elle, here, is that, you know, Liv, even with all that she has done, there's so much that she kind of has left unfinished with herself?
Oh, for sure. I think part of, you know, something that I am focusing on just in terms of being a better writer and writing interesting characters is, you know, writing flawed and realistic humans. No one's perfect. And I think characters are much more relatable when you can see a little bit of yourself in them. And we talk about, when you're thinking about writing books, about sort of the external arc, the, you know, the outer plot, and then the internal arc, the what the character is going to learn along the way. And I think it's really easy, especially when you first start out, certainly for myself, I was very focused on the external plot, which in wedding issues would be sort of all the, you know, the wedding sabotage. And I kind of left behind the personal growth aspect. But that's really the heart of the book. That's what really gets the readers invested in caring about your character.
Right, right. And you know what? I can totally attest to that for myself, because as someone who is not married, hasn't kind of been through that process, or, you know, I have not been as involved with weddings, you know, it definitely, even though that is part of the story, it is, I don't think, the part that a lot of us will grab onto, because we're just kind of dealing with the life part. And that kind of brings me to this point, Elle, because I think, too, with Liv, as we're kind of seeing her, we talk about the rat race all the time. That's what we all talk about.
Mm-hmm.
It almost is like for Elle, as with so many people, I mean, the dealing with the weddings and the competition and the, you know, the kind of infighting that can go on there, it's just adding to the rat race. So I think, you know, her looking for a way to get off, but also to be able to, you know, to see, of course, what really, you know, matters to her as far as pleasing herself. I think that's the thing that's so relatable, too. I have to ask you, and of course you don't have to answer, but people are going to want me to ask you. Did you, leaving wedding issues, did you see things, especially now that the book's about to be out, that you said, you know what, I wouldn't mind revisiting that or getting to explore more of those characters?
Oh, that's a good question. I'll try and answer, but not give away too much of the book. So there are, for Liv, the main character, there are two sort of love interests that make themselves known over the course of the book. And from early readers, a lot of people have, or not a lot, but some, a portion of people have reached out sort of saying that they were surprised with how it turned out and sort of thought or hoped that Liv would go the other way in terms of who she would sort of end up with. And I think, you know, that was something that was very surprising to me, because that's not how I had sort of written it. And so I think if I were to go back and revisit, I would sort of flesh out that dynamic a little bit more.
Love it. Love it. So, yeah, that's cool. And there are something, like I said, there's so many little things that I think people will be able to latch on to and to kind of think are great additions to the story, which also makes it great for us as well. I want to ask you one last thing, Elle, and then we're going to remind our audience how they can get the book and stay connected with you. And that is about the other side of this journey, because what I've noticed when I was prepping for this segment, not only, of course, you gearing up to be introduced to your readers, you're in this author community that can be so supportive. What has that been like for you to already feel that love from your fellow authors?
It's just been absolutely incredible. You know, I don't have anyone sort of in my day-to-day life who works in publishing or who reads or who writes seriously. And so I talk to my husband and my friends, of course, about it, but they don't relate in the same way that other authors relate. And so it's just been, I've just been blown away by the outpouring of support and love and generosity that all of the more established or just earlier debut authors have shown me. I think it's book people and authors, they're just a special sort, and I've just been so appreciative of that community.
Yeah. Well, I know they appreciate you as well, and I know that you'll be able to be that person now for others as well, Elle, as they've gotten to read Wedding Issues and look forward to more from you. Again, everyone, Elle Evans has been our guest. Her book is Wedding Issues. You can go ahead and pre-order it now. It's officially available on April the 2nd, so make sure you guys head over either to Amazon or your favorite online retailer, or, of course, you can go to your favorite bookstore and make sure that you reserve your copy of it as well. Elle, congratulations to you. So glad we had a chance to chat today. How can our audience stay connected with you?
Instagram, you can find me at l.evans.books, and I also have a website, www.levansbooks.com.
All right. Well, Elle, congratulations to you again. Looking forward to seeing what's coming up from you next.
Thank you so much for having me.
Glad to do it. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. As always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's go make today amazing. Take care.